Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
A chill in the air on this Saturday, State Boys Hockey Tournament final day. We have one champion, St. Cloud Cathedral, won the 1A title beating Hermantown 3-1 at the XL Energy Center. The 2A title game tonight, it'll be Edina against Chanahassett. And Edina's won a lot of titles over the years of perennial power. Chan in their first tournament going for the title tonight. So the Hornets and the Storm at 7 o'clock. And we'll have a preview of that later on in the hour with David Levesque, who covers prep sports and the main hockey guy over at the Star Tribune. Our main outdoors guy, Steve Kearney, joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve-O, good to visit with you.
Good to visit with you, Steve. Why is it always Edina? I really like to know that. I grew up on the Edina border as a kid, and it's like, why is it always Edina? They must have a heck of a youth program.
They do. They probably have the youth program of youth programs. They have tons of boys and girls coming out. The girls team won the state title. They just develop a ton of hockey players down there. It's always been that way. There's other associations that have a lot of kids coming out. Osseo Maple Grove is another one, and they have good hockey. There are others in the metro, but there's no doubt that youth program in Edina is the gold standard. They get the kids out year in and year out. It's pretty incredible. Now, I know open water will get you out. Steve,
yes.
Tell us more. Where you been?
I am locked and loaded, Steve. The boat is ready. I'm going to drop into the Missouri River here in 48 hours. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be what's really interesting, the weather out there we've talked about before has what's called a Chinook effect. When you get west of Mitchell, it's a completely different weather system, and we're looking at 60s and 70s this week out there, believe it or not, and really looking forward to it. I've got fishing commitments out there, and then I'm going to slide into the Sioux Falls Sports Show at the end of the week, so I'm going to be gone for a little bit, but it's going to be all fun and games, and really looking forward to breaking the boat in and getting the motor broken in and making sure everything works and make sure the boat floats. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I know you spend a ton of hours with clients all summer long, and it really is a busy time of year. But I know you love this trip to the Missouri River. And this is a reliable fishery, and it is one of those where, you know, even if you live in the cities, it is doable. You can easily get there in a day and be on the water.
Yeah, it's a long drive, Steve, as you know. It's a good 6 hours from the metro.
Yeah.
But once you get there, it's a completely different world. And right now, those fish are in a pre-spawn mode. And what's amazing, they're at least 3 or 4 weeks ahead of what the walleyes are doing in Minnesota. And they've got flowing water there. There's no runoff. They didn't have any snow either, so the water levels are very low. Very easy to find the fish. The current is very gentle, and that's really the place to be. And it is getting much more popular. There's people from Nebraska and Michigan and Tennessee and Iowa. I mean, they're from all over the place because the fishery is so incredible. But what's interesting people need to know about that system is there's hydroelectric dams all the way down that system. And it took me a long time to figure this out, but they actually turn off the hydroelectric dams on Friday about 3 o'clock. And as you know, walleyes love current, so that means on the weekend it's going to be tougher fishing because once that current is shut off, those walleyes will react to that and go very neutral. And the flip side is when they start the current again on Monday, fishing just gets better from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday, because those fish react to that current. The bait fish are moving. The system is active. And you really want to try to get out there during the week if you can. Walleyes, you know, and current are just, they're just so connected. It's really amazing. But it's a beautiful place to be. It's a beautiful time of year. And the Rainy River is going to be starting here pretty quick. There's still some ice up there. A lot of people are in Wisconsin on the Fox River. That's been opening up. A lot of opportunities. Ice out looks like it's a little delayed. You know, we've had some cold nights up in the northern part of Minnesota and the northwest, and things kind of refroze again. But it looks like 10 days, maybe 2 weeks at the outset. But again, we're going to be at least a month ahead of last year. So it's looking good.
Yeah, and Steve, what's crazy about this, you know, in recent years, we've had these tough, hard winters, and it's just been kind of like, well, you know, fishing opener in May, it could be really tough. Will the ice even be out? If things continue to trend this way, we could have a fishing opener for the books. Now, it's hard to predict, but things are trending in the direction where it could be just phenomenal fishing in May.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be kind of a double-edged sword, Steve, mainly because this April pattern, they're going to be spawning and doing their thing, and by the time we hit the Minnesota opener on May 14th, those fish could be out of their spring patterns, and they won't be shallow, and they won't be by the river mouse, and they could be dispersed out almost in a early summer pattern. So these fish may not be where you think they're going to be. They may not be in their traditional spring spots. So a lot of it's going to depend on what April is, if we have a ton of heat and warmth or if it's cold. And so I think a lot of anglers on the Minnesota Open are going to be very surprised and shocked that these fish are not where they're supposed to be. So we'll have to see how the month of April goes. And Big Stone Traverse is next on my agenda. That's opening up slowly. April will be awesome down there. Awesome down there meaning almost like May patterns because they're so far ahead. So it's almost like we got an extra month of fishing, so you got to like that.
Yeah, for sure. And you brought up water levels. We can just keep praying for rain at this point. We still may see snow. I mean, in reality, it's still March. We can get storms moving through. We can get storms in April as well. Looks like here in the cities anyway, we could get some much-needed rain later in the week, and that is a big deal. We need it.
We are hurting, Steve. There's a lot of accesses in northern Minnesota, northwest Minnesota, where the concrete is sticking out of the water, and it's as low as I've ever seen it. A lot of the sloughs and potholes are dry. We need some torrential rain. We need it bad, and we were already kind of low last year, and this lack of snow, you know, the good news is we don't have runoff into the lakes and rivers, so that's good, but we still need the moisture to fill up the lakes and the sloughs, so hoping for that for sure, and I'm hoping we have a very wet April, but a decent April, not super cold, not super warm, just kind of average with some rain, so that would really help.
All right. Always good to visit with you, Steve. And once again, safe travels to the Missouri River. And we'll visit with you in a week from the Sioux Falls show. So look forward to
it. Sounds great, Steve. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.